The intersection of spirit and mind is at psychiconair.com. All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. Psychic Radio, powered by AOL. So log on to psychiconair.com.
Believe. Psychic Radio.
24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. With your direct connect to the stars, reach out from beyond to your ears. This is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com. Chicken soup for your psychic soul.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Log on to psychiconair.com.
Psychic Radio, WYCD,
HD3 Detroit,
KJAQ,
HD3 Seattle,
WBMX,
HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
This CBS Psychic Radio with Intuitive Soul and your host, Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness. There are three modalities I use to attain this. Intuitive Counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. And Intuitive Energy Clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Psychic Radio, The Sky. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday nights. Call in now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight, we are going to be talking about our relationship with money. This is a fascinating topic. I would love to say that I have completely mastered it. However, I'm going to be honest here. This is something I think we have certain issues that we work through. And one of them for me is my relationship around money. So we're going to begin with the law of attraction. The definition of the law of attraction. Law of Attraction argues that thoughts, both conscious and unconscious, can affect things outside the head, not just through motivation, but by other means. Essentially, if you really want something and truly believe it's possible, you'll get it. But putting a lot of attention and thought onto something you don't want means you'll probably get that too. So the law of attraction is like attracts like. What you focus on, you attract. We need to learn how to ask. Know what you want and ask the universe for it. This is where you need to be clear on what you want to create and visualize what you want as being as real as possible. Believe, feel, and behave as if the object of your desire is on its way. Focus your thoughts and your language on what it is you want to attract. You want to feel the feeling of really knowing what it is you desire, and that what you desire is on the way to you, even if you have to trick yourself into believing it. Do it. These are the definitions of the law of attraction, not necessarily my own beliefs. And then you have to be able to receive. Be open to receiving it. Pay attention to your intuitive messages, synchronicity, signs for the universe to help you along the way as assurance you are on the right path. As you align yourself with the universe and open yourself up to receiving, the very thing you are wanting to manifest will show up. So my question that I always ask people is, what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the problem or the solution? When you worry about money, and in this financial situation that has been created for many of us, one, we are being influenced by the media and the fear being created around us. And two, we focus on the problems, rarely on shifting to a solution. What we focus on, we create more of. Are we focusing on the details, the things that we're trying to control in our lives, all the issues surrounding your financial crisis, your debt, your bills, your basic survival issues? As you focus on these problems, all of your energy goes there. A lot of times, and I talked about this last week on my intuition show, a lot of times we test ourselves in specific areas, and we test ourselves by doing something that's just way too large for our reality. an example is that we ask for $1 million. It's not that it isn't possible, but it's a test that our subconscious and ego knows is too big to bridge. Unless, of course, you've had $1 million and you've lost it, or you've already been able to create it, then it's something that's possible. But for most of us, the $1 million or $5 million or $1 billion, as it gets bigger, is this goal that we seem to think that if we get this, then we will be happy. It's really best to start with increasing your income by 15% to 25%. Also, the problem with this is that, you know, you have to be able to relate to it. So if your unconscious believes you can do it, that's great. If your unconscious has a lot of beliefs against it, then you will have to work through that. You will have to alleviate the problems. You have to bridge a gap between where you are now and where you want to go. And this will bring up all of your issues surrounding where you are now. Anything that's not in alignment with where you want to go will be highlighted for you to start working on. And this makes it really difficult to bridge the gap. Also, it's where you're focusing. Is it the money or is it the details of what you want? This is when we get into trying to control things and we are really working towards what all these little details. Well, if I do this and I do this and I do this, then maybe I'll be able to create it. So we're trying to get ourselves, our ego, involved in trying to create something. And this is just getting us involved in the details. And what is it, the quality that, what is the quality that you want to bring? We all have a resonance that our soul desires. It's kind of like the music we were born with, that the soul sort of resonates with. And it's a quality, not a thing. So it isn't money. It might be love, joy, passion, bliss, peace, freedom, compassion. Really, truly, it's something that your soul craves. And it's something that is probably the opposite of a lot of the issues you work on. So uncovering or remembering what it is your soul desires will assist you to align with that energy. And what your soul wants, you're much more likely to create. You will bring forth this resonance that will allow life to flow in alignment with your soul. And if you resonate with love or any of these qualities, your life would reflect to you all that you are. Just note that if there's any disharmony, the area will first be highlighted for you to see it so that you can come into alignment, but the area would eventually shift. So if you were to express love in everything you did, when it came to bills or when it came to money, you would have to have enough. You would have to be able to express love in everything if it is what your soul resonates with. So it's really learning what that resonance is and bringing that out. So not so much with the beginning stuff about, you know, believing and asking and receiving. Receiving is incredibly important, but the believing and how you have to fake it till you make it, that's not really what I believe, how we attract. I think that was a perfect way to get a lot of people. The Secret was a perfect way to get a lot of people interested in understanding some of these very important laws and how the universe works. And it brings us into a lot of spiritual growth and assisting the planet to really move forward. But when it comes to actually creating things, it's not really about creating the car that, you know, that big house or that check for $1 million. It's really, what are the qualities that you want to live in your life? And make that your goal, because when that's in alignment with who you are, everything falls into place. Everything radiates with that same love, that same energy. And, you know, they're all words that our soul resonates with, but it's all really one thing. It's source. It's that oneness. It is love. It is energy. So when you can come into alignment with really who you resonate with, that energy that you resonate, then you allow yourself to move forward. Now, I'd like to talk about attachment. Attachment is very difficult because we become very attached to certain things, especially with regards to money. Because let's face it, money is, well, as I'm going to talk about next, is our greatest distraction because it has to do with our basic survival. So, you know, we have to be able to let go of the attachment of it, be detached, have only preferences for what you would like. When we're attached to how it must happen or the outcome, those details, you know, you have to have a certain amount of clients, you know, a certain amount of money, you know, we're trying to control through our ego and all the details, then we can't let go and surrender. We're too attached. And so when it doesn't happen, then we specifically get very attached and very controlling in what we want to do. And that becomes how, you know, that we're not having faith. We're not trusting. We're too attached to the outcome and therefore too trying to control everything. And we're not allowing the universe to provide for us. We're not allowing the universe. We're not surrendering and letting go and letting God. We're trying to control everything. And our ego, it truly is not enough to be able to create what we are wanting to create. We need to humble ourselves and open ourselves up and allow ourselves to be part of that oneness and use that energy to flow through us. You know, we can always see choices that way, and we can be in charge of our reactions, but we have to let go of that expectation. You know, someone asked, you know, is this really truly plausible? Can we really let go and let God? And it requires that you have a lot of trust. And, you know, it must be built. It must be built. You know, you can't just build. Trust doesn't just happen, especially in our society, the way we've been created and the way we are victim mentality. I mean, we really have to start small, and then we have to build that trust and allow ourselves to surrender, to let go. So as I was saying before, you know, money is our greatest distraction. It has to do with basic survival. And, you know, for some it's relationships, for some it's health, but for a lot of us, it comes to money. And because that is a very hot basic survival issue, that it's very challenging for a lot of people to let go of. And because right now it's being created and hyped in the media that we're in a financial crisis, it's very hard to unhook from the matrix of that energy and realize what's ours and what is somebody else's, or what is the collective unconscious. And because it's, you know, the very means of our survival, no matter how many times we've been given what we need, you know, when we need it, because often we are always given what we need when we need it, it still threatens our survival. It's our deepest fear, the way, you know, the institutions and media is controlling us. And when our basic fears are threatened, our safety, our home, our food, we desperately seek a way to control this, trying to do something to get a job, a better job, win a lottery, gamble. We try to do something to distract us from the beliefs that our unconscious and the running old programs that we're doing. So we really, you know, we push away the fears that we can't face. These are our distractions. What we are best at, we push away the fears. We distract ourselves with things that we believe we have control over, like betting and poker and sex and alcohol and drugs, so that we don't, have to feel the fear. However, often the programming that makes us do this is unconscious, and we don't know why we drink, or why we overeat. And either way, it takes us out of ourselves, and we go into, you know, distracting ourselves and not thinking about our fears. So we are going to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The I'm Thankful Network for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Keisha Ewers and her show Healthy You on Wednesdays 12 to 1 Eastern on the Sky. Listen in Boston on 98.5 HD3, Detroit 99.5 HD3, and Seattle 96.5 HD3. Online at newskyradio.com, AOL, and Yahoo Launchcast. The Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries, powered by CBS Radio.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationships with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or our live chat feature that allows you to immediately send your questions to me during the program. So before the break, we were discussing our relationship with money and how really money is one of the greatest distractions we have because it elicits the greatest fear and around our basic survival. And so we do a lot of things that distract ourselves from the real problem, which is really our terror of the future, what could happen to us, our fears, which ultimately lead us to the greatest illusion that we are separate or that we might die. So it becomes easier to solve to distract ourselves than focusing on the attention on, you know, what the problem is, which is, you know, our separation, our fears. And so it often is something that is big in a lot of people's lives. And, you know, we don't trust or have faith. And we've been shown time and time again that God has separated from us because we are separated through our fear. And we don't feel that love. We don't feel that connection when we're in fear. And so when our basic survival is being challenged with regards to money, and it, you know, we're not in the flow. And truly, we're responsible for our own separation because we need to really reconnect. And it's hard to do when we're being controlled through fear. And this is one way that is our greatest destruction and our greatest basic survival. So I do, you know, I am open to doing readings. So please give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. So let's look at understanding our beliefs, thoughts, and feelings. Often they're unconscious and there are old patterns replaying or old programming. And we have to know that we're not our story. You know, we get caught up in our story that we're abandoned, grew up without anything, we become bankrupt, our debt is out of control, we have lack, we have poverty consciousness. You know, why are we so distracted? We continue to replay the story over and over again. We worry each month at bill time. We worry each time the correct amount of money or clients aren't there as we want them to be, you know, to prove to us that we're not that we are attracting our reality. We're not, you know, we keep testing ourselves by trying to be in control. We're focused on the problem. And we're mostly being unconscious about it, especially when it's a fear this big. So we're not in the moment. We're stuck in our patterns. We're not staying present. You know, we need to get back into our body. We need to focus on our breath. We need to get still. We need to be much more body aware and present. You know, money is just an energy. Just like love, it flows. I wish we could strike the word money out of our vocabulary because, you know, it has an attachment to it. It has an energy to it that is all of its own, and it's not the energy of love. We don't think of that when we're thinking about money. It's a word that is heavy with judgment, especially if you're in debt or experience a lack of flow in money, or you have a fear of lack. Sometimes we're so caught up in the fear, we don't realize that it's all illusion because right now the media in the world is projecting a financial crisis. So, you know, we get hooked in, we're caught up in it. And it's a global fear reaction and it's an unconscious fear reaction. And yet we feel it's our own and it's part of the old, part of the collective unconscious, but it's just an energy and we need to shift our attention to focus on love or to give it a different name that has a completely different energy to it. You know, instead of the heavy fear-based survival programming from the past, if we give it another name, another energy, it might shift or feel completely different. We have to heal the beliefs we have around money. When we start beginning to work with the law of attraction, our creation, we will have to deal with everything that is out of alignment with what we are wanting to create because it will become in our face. So what do we do if we're stuck? It's really, again, where we focus our energy. Is it in the past, our past experiences being projected into the future or feeling like it is now when it was from your past, like old programming, poverty consciousness versus wealth and abundance? We often have old programming that is unconscious, and to bring it to the conscious is difficult. However, if they have problems and they're repeated problems from the past, so they're things that keep coming up in your life, it's old programming. So that is your first clue, is if it's something that happens over and over again. You know, these are past experiences that occurred either to you or to your parents that you picked up at a young age. They're things that your parents used to say, like money doesn't grow on trees, which is kind of ironic since, you know, money is paper and technically it does grow on trees. And we pick them up like they're our own thoughts. if we grew up in a home where they were always concerned about money, were on welfare, always moving, dirt poor, as the expression is, this would be how our poverty consciousness gets into our head and stays there. You know, look at Oprah. She's one of the richest women in the world, and still, every once in a while, she makes comments that show her poverty consciousness. Usually, people who grow up with affluent parents have it easier. We do have a caller. It's Michelle from Pennsylvania. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, sorry. Hi, how are you? I enjoy your show.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Love everything that you're saying and believe in it and law of attraction. But I feel stuck.
Right.
And you feel like even knowing and believing and wanting the things that you're saying to occur, I just feel a stumbling point for myself. So
yeah.
Any advice?
So where are you stuck at?
In between combining what I love doing as a career. I like to make money and spend money, but it's not the be-all, end-all. But yet it really gets tough paying the bills and being happy when, you know, you have creditors calling. I love what I do, but I don't know if it's right for me anymore.
Okay. How long have you been doing it?
Probably over 18 years.
Okay. And do you still get excited about it?
Oh my God, I love doing it. And it's, you know, I just don't know if it's time to transition. I'm in a position right now doing what I do is part-time, you know, and okay. I see colleagues out there and I used to be at a different financial status and I would like to aspire to get back to that. And I just feel like I'm stuck in mud.
Right. Do you know what happened that kind of shifted your financial situation when you were doing well?
Yes and no. I mean, there was definitely some energy being attacked and me, for lack of a better word, fighting back, but fighting for myself and just a lot of bad energy. But I feel I've recovered.
Okay, so there were some people that were jealous?
Something. Yeah, I would use that word. Yes, Lori.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm picking up. Okay, so that often is, that's a really sticky area. And then what ends up happening is that you, just exactly what you said, you have to start rebuilding because that energy goes out. It's attached.
Yep.
It feels like it's part of, you know, your energy now. So people get really, they don't know if they, you know, they feel that. So that's one of the things that has to get cleared up because that is, it's lagging you. It's still, even though you've done a lot of work in this area, because you have, there's still some pieces that are, for lack of a better word, attached to you so that it feels sort of heavy. It's kind of behind you.
Definitely.
It's at the back. It's like, it's around your hips. Do you have any hip problems?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's around that area so that it's part of why you have some hip problems. And it's not because there's a physical problem other than this is where the jealousy and where that grief maybe from it being. Do you know who some of the people that did
it?
Because it feels
like former employers and some colleagues, and you know it was a I didn't have a choice. I had to leave that particular place of work, and I was okay with that because the energy was just bad. And in trying to recover, it was just kind of a battle. And again, where I am now and present. And you're right, I've worked very hard and enjoyed what I do, but now I feel conflict of a different little bit of my past, but now I, there's some personal relationships involved with where if I stay here, it's like I can't have that. It's like one or the other. I feel like I have to pick. And I feel like I'm going to leave here because financially I don't know if I can stay. And then, personally, I don't know if that relationship will grow. And there's some risk there. So I just feel
there's a whole bunch of things going on that's part of the problem. And so I would get some energy work done in your hips to release some of that old stuff.
Okay.
I feel that you are going to leave that job, and it just feels kind of unclean, like it's kind of messy. And it doesn't so is there a relationship you're hoping to cultivate?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. There is definitely a possibility there that it can, but there's, it can't the way it is right now. Like while you're there, while this kind of messiness, like it, you really, there's some things that need to be cleaned up that once they get cleaned up, you'll feel a lot better and the energy will shift a lot more and you'll feel back in your flow. And so there's another job that's coming and it will probably come, you know, not too far into the new year, probably within 3 months.
Okay.
Of the new year. And I would jump on it because it's the atmosphere is very different and you'll really enjoy it.
Yes. Well, thank you. I mean, I just want to get rid of the old energy. And I know that, I leave here doesn't mean the relationship's just going to, you know, wow, here we go. You know, I know that there's no guarantees, but
yeah.
It cannot happen as is. And it's starting to get in the way of, you know, the relationship of how it was built. You know, it's starting to suffer a little bit, I feel.
Right. Right. And it is kind of. So once you make some changes and just, you know, shift your thoughts back over to, you know, instead of, you know, all of the kind of the messiness around us and the heaviness, just
okay.
Shift it back to what you enjoy.
Okay.
So do what you enjoy, not so much, you know, what the job is kind of giving you, but, you know, the things that you get, make you really excited, put some pictures up, put some things that remind you of who you were
and
that energy.
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay.
Right. Thank you so much. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. So that was, we were kind of talking about, you know, what do you do when you're stuck? And, you know, people grow up, if they grow up with affluent parents, then, you know, usually it's a lot easier. You have affluent friends and you attract wealth a lot easier because that's your focus. It's on health, wealth, and abundance. And if it's the opposite, then that's what you're going to create because that's what you're thinking about, your anxiety, the fear of the future, and the drama and everything about that. So we are going to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
From our universe to yours, this is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com.
Thank you. Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness. There are three different modalities I use to attain this. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware of your and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Psychic Radio The Sky. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. Call in now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, understanding attachment and how distraction and how we feel separated from fear. Now we're going to talk about how do we attract. How do we create our reality? I do encourage anybody to call us in. Call us now at 248-545-SOUL. We create our reality by focusing our intention. When you're creating reality, where are you doing this from? From a place of lack or from a place of creating a solution? What is your intention? Be really clear about what you want. Don't focus on what you don't want and put some focus on what it is that is your intention. So when you think of what is the intent that you're wanting, often we think about money. It's not necessarily money. It's, you know, money isn't what brings us happiness. You know, it can be that essence of our soul, that focus of what makes us passionate and what brings us love. You know, the other thing is we need to give and receive. So a lot of us know really well how to give. When it comes to money, if money is one of the problems, it then becomes difficult to give, and receive. We're very good at giving, but often when it comes to giving, we really need to think about, you know, different ways of giving. So, you know, we could do volunteer work. We could, you know, give something that's an equal energy exchange. We could, you know, a lot of us aren't even good at receiving compliments, let alone money. So these are issues that we need to look at and understand about ourselves, how we feel. You know, it's wrong to ask for assistance, yet when we give somebody assistance, when we can help somebody, we always feel great. So why do we take that experience away from others? But of course, when it comes to money, and you know, people have their limitations. So, you know, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. And we have a caller, Bethany from Georgia.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, I'm having a obviously a financial situation. I'm not working at this time, but we're relying solely on my husband's income, which he makes a very good living. Bills are not a problem, but I have a particular matter that has come up that is going to require a lot of money in a small amount of time.
Right. Health?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's where we get freaked out because, you know, that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be something that's, you know, a lot of money in a short period of time. I mean, what's coming to me is that you're going to try and get pregnant. These are not, you know, I'm not trying to be too personal. You know, look into ways of doing this without, you know, focus on, you know, what this is going to bring you. Focus on the joy or, you know, the health or, you know, focus on what is going to, you know, create what you're wanting to create, instead of looking at the money as a problem. So are you thinking that you're going to have to go out and try and find a get a, get a job for to assist in this?
I don't think I have enough time. It's a much larger issue than you know what we're discussing right now.
Okay.
I just don't know. I didn't. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's because it's overwhelming you. Shift your attention not to the problem, though. Get out of the problem. Shift it to what are you trying to accomplish? Where are you wanting to go with this? You're wanting to feel, you know, complete health and well-being.
Right.
Right? And, you know, maybe there are, and I'm pretty confident there are, other options available to you that are not quite as difficult. And maybe it's some alternative options out there that, you know, may be able to assist you. Just ask the universe, you know, when
I'm
you get up at night.
I'm trying to put that positive energy out there, you know, in hopes it will come back.
Yeah.
It's very difficult not to worry at the same time. So, but
right.
I think you're right. I do need to put that positive spin on it rather than concentrate
Absolutely.
On it not happening.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like focus on, you know, whatever the best option available to you to come as quickly as possible and, you know, the least amount of stress and focus on, you know, the perfect outcome, what exactly you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Everything, I feel everything's going to be okay. It's just a matter of, you know, where that energy gets sidetracked.
Right, right.
Okay. But everything's going to be okay. Just don't let that get too much.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. So you are on with CBS. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. We have another caller, Christine from Arizona. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you doing tonight?
Doing okay. I've been listening to your show for the last few weeks, and I finally dared to call in.
Nice.
I've been listening, and I've been trying to focus on what I want, and I don't know where I keep going wrong with my relationship. It seems like I do okay, and then it all fails on me, and relationships have been really tough for me, and I've had to grow and change a lot, but I don't know where I keep going wrong.
Right. So relationships is your big bugaboo, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I'm going wrong with my boyfriend. I don't.
Okay, so you're in a relationship right now?
I don't know. We had a falling out a couple of weeks ago, and we haven't spoken since. And so he reached out. I wasn't ready to talk. And then I finally reached out, and now he's not responding back. So I don't know where we stand right now.
Well, it will get back together, but you guys really need to be clear about what you're both wanting, okay? You both, you know, you're both kind of playing the game right now, and that's okay because that's where you're both at. So his anger will subside and then you'll work. But, you know, get really, really clear about what you want in your relationship and start communicating with him, okay? Because communication is the key. You know, I don't see this happening. You know, there will always be somebody else out there. But in this case, you know, it's definitely going to get back together. And, you know, it's really just a matter of both of you coming together and really communicating about what you both want. So listen to what he wants. Let him, give him an opportunity to listen to what you want. And, you know, it will happen. So we're going to go to break now. But if you want to stay on the line and we can finish this up. But please give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio powered by CBS.
Join Savannah for Soul's Journey with Savannah, nights from 10 to midnight Eastern. Savannah is an internationally renowned psychic medium. Savannah uses her mediumship abilities as well as powerful clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient skills in all of her readings.
The wife of a New York City detective, mother of three, and psychic advisor makes for an eventful yet relatable life. And she will share that with all of you each Friday night, along with some interesting guests and powerful psychic readings for the listening audience. Soul's Journey with Savannah, Fridays from 10 to midnight Eastern on Psychic Radio. Now the Sky. Listen in Boston on 98.5 HD3, Detroit on 99.5 HD3, and Seattle on 96.5 HD3. Online at newskyradio.com, AOL Radio, and Yahoo Launchcast. The Sky, new horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS Radio.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Houston. It's clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energies so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living what we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or our live chat feature that allows you to immediately send your questions to me during the program. This month I have a 2-for-1 special on all my readings for the holidays. That's at intuitivesoul.com. You can keep them both or give them away, but you must be a registered guest. So before the break, I had Christine from Arizona, and we were discussing about relationships. And Christine, you still there?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, hello.
So, So we were talking about how you need to communicate, and I was also saying that you need to be really clear about what you want. And one of the things that I like to say to people is, it's not, don't be clear about who you want. Be clear about, you know, what are the qualities that you look for in a relationship? Just like with money, what is money going to give you? It's the same with relationships. What are the qualities you're looking for that you, that will a relationship will bring you? How will it complement your life? And so think about that. And, you know, when you, the two of you get another opportunity to talk, both of you need to open up. So, you know, be really receptive. Don't be closed. Be really receptive and open and listen first. And then I want you to make your points too. Okay. So make sure you both get an opportunity to talk.
But do I have that intention that we're going to talk?
Yes.
But
just
you comes in that I'm like, what if he doesn't talk to me anymore? And then it just all blocked.
He'll talk to you. Don't worry. You'll get another opportunity to talk.
Okay, great. Okay, then I will practice that. Thank you. I love listening to your show as well.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Night. Okay, so we are talking about a relationship with money. I want to leave you, if anybody wants another call, we can probably get one more call in at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. But I want to leave you with a powerful technique to either creating your business or a substitute for attracting money. So the first thing we want to do is you want to connect in with source or love, whatever it is that you prefer to call it. And I want you to do some breathing exercise so that you can create that stillness and peace within you so that you're calm, you're clear, and you're present. Some people may need to listen to music or chants, you know, or a meditation to get them into the space. It's not something that should take very long. It should be something that's quite quick. And then you need to surrender to a higher power. So surrender to love, to surrender to source. You know, our ego wants to control things. So you want to get your ego out of this, and you don't want to get caught up in the details of the problem. This will never work. You know, you need to begin by accepting where you are, which can be a little bit difficult, but you need to be able to accept it and embrace it. And, you know, you don't need to enjoy it. You don't need to be happy about it, but you do need to accept it. And that, once you can do that, that's where you flow into surrendering. This is, you know, your ego got you here. You know, you need to start to get your ego under control and humble it so that, you know, our need to control things, we're looking at something bigger. And it's that something bigger that is necessary to create the change that we're looking for in our lives. And you can call it whatever you want. Love, source, Mother Earth. Okay, so then you want to look at the qualities you want. And this is twofold. So look at your client in the case of a job. You know, look at, you know, what would that job, what would the job need from you? So what would the skills be that the job is looking for? If you have your own business, you know, who are your clients? What are the qualities that they want? So that should be the first thing you focus on. So, you know, it could be examples, could be, you know, in my case would be answers, guidance, healing, transformation, empathy, compassion, non-judgment. So think of all of the qualities that either your job that you're looking for, you know, the clients that you're looking for, however it is that you're trying to create something, look at first what they need and then look at what you will get from it. What will the exchange be that you will get from it? So you may get growth in your own evolution. You may get synchronicities, opportunities to develop more presence, develop more practice. You know, if it's a new job, what would that new job give you? So what is the exchange that you're going to receive? So things that you're going to give, but it's not so much what you can give. It's really what the clients want or what the job's going to be looking for. And then what will you receive from that in exchange? And then you take that and you work through your energy. So you build the energy within you and you focus on these qualities, both what your clients need or the new job that you're trying to create, And then what you're going to get in exchange, how you're going to receive. And, you know, obviously part of that would be referrals or money growth or your bank account growing, and you actually see yourself getting that and see yourself looking at that. And so the energy starts building within you. Again, anybody who wants to call, 248-545-SOUL. Once you start building that energy, you want to pull in the energy through the top of your head or through your heart or through your solar plexus, or you can imagine, you know, your right hand is what gives. So that first you fill yourself up and feel that energy, and then you give out and you allow that energy to flow out around you. And that from that energy going out, you can see either a net going out, and think of the area that you're sending it out to. And then it could be all of North America. It could be, you know, just the city, depending on what your business is or depending on where you want to move to, like your office or the work that you want to do. So you send it out. It could be a net. It could be lights lighting up. And then you want to find a way to bring all that back in. So you send it out, both what your clients want or the job that you're trying to create and what you will receive. You send that out, and then you imagine all of these lights, or you imagine, you know, connecting with all the contracts that you're supposed to have or connecting with that perfect job. And then you bring it back in, and you find either goes, if you send it out from your right hand, then bring it back in through your left. If you send it out through your heart, bring it back in through your heart, or bring it in through the crown, the top of your head, or bring it in through your solar plexus right below your abdomen, or above your abdomen, right below your rib cage. So, you know, this is a way that you can begin to create, and it's a wonderful tool. It's very exciting, and it re-empowers you and makes you in charge. So this is Intuitive Soul. I encourage you to visit me online at intuitivesoul.com. I do have a discount. It's a 2-for-1 special on all my readings for the holiday season. You can keep them both, or you can give one away or give them both away. And you must be a registered guest. I do email and phone consultations. I do remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show on my site every Thursday. That's intuitivesoul.com. I hope to see you next week. Have a great week. This is Intuitive Soul, and you are listening to Psychic Radio powered by CBS.